Vice Chair of FLGOP, Ron DeSantis' boat parade gives nation a little taste of Florida freedom. By Hannah Blow on June 18, 2022. The Republican Party of Florida gave the nation a little taste of Florida freedom last Saturday at a wildly successful first-in-the-nation flotilla to honor Governor Ron DeSantis. R. Christian Ziegler, vice chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, told Breitbart News during the event. Roughly 1,300 boats registered for the event as individuals donned their vessels with patriotic flags, making their way down the St. Johns River in Jacksonville, Florida. Even more supporters and party officials participated in the show of support aboard the USS Orlick, docked along the river in downtown Jacksonville. "We're giving you a little taste of Florida freedom," brought to you from Governor Ron DeSantis. Christian Ziegler, vice chair of the Republican Party of Florida, told Breitbart News during the live event. "Everything we're doing in Florida is working. We've got a governor that, I mean, I tell my wife every day. I go to bed, and I'm like, you know, I couldn't be happier with my governor. This governor, I mean, there are fights and you get politicians that say, hey, I'm gonna lead the fight. And then when there's a fight, they run away. Our governor runs towards the fight for us, for conservatives. He's out there," Ziegler said, noting the action DeSantis took during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic by standing up for freedom, keeping businesses open and reopening schools, despite backlash from the left and establishment media. "After COVID kind of passed, we started talking about the indoctrination. Our governor went and led that effort with a parental bill of rights. The Parent Rights and Education Bill, banning CRT in our schools and indoctrination. I mean, this governor, every single day, is fighting for us," he explained. "And what you're seeing today is our opportunity with the Republican Party of Florida to show our support for the governor," he continued, estimating thousands of participants in the day's event. "So we had over 1,300 boats actually register. Each boat on average, maybe, let's say, 5 people. So right over 5,000 people that were here today and giving you all a taste of Florida freedom. So if you're watching this, if for some reason, you're forced to wear a mask or 5 masks on your couch while you're watching this in some of these blue states, we want you to move to Florida. Freedom is working here. Our governor is defending it," he said, expressing confidence that Floridians are going to re-elect him this fall. "I'm the vice chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. We have fully embraced President Trump's movement. We fully embrace Governor DeSantis's leadership and what he is doing. We're going to continue to do that. And I will tell you in your states, encourage your parties to take aggressive stance because our volunteers, we've never been stronger. Our state's never been stronger," he continued, noting the mass success Republicans have seen in terms of voter registration in the Sunshine State, as Republicans now overtake Democrats. Back in 2008, there were 650,000 more Democrats in the state of Florida. Today, we have 140,000 more Republicans in the state. So we're approaching right there almost 800,000 net increase for the Republican Party of Florida because everything we're doing here protecting and promoting freedom's working," he added.